أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب الذين آمنوا قد أنزل الله إليكم ذكرا رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما Sadaqallahul Azim. The last part of the ayah that we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressing the Ulil Albab, the people of intelligence. Allah said, Fattaqullah, fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, O people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? Alladhina amanu, those who have brought iman. They applied their intelligence, their minds to the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They've surrendered to Allah Rabbul Izzat, leaving out the ibadat and the worship of everything else. قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا. What is the way and what is the path and what will show you iman, tawheed, and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to you the dhikr. Here the dhikr will be the instruction or the advice. And that refers to some ulama, the Quran Sharif in itself, full of advices, full of instructions as to what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. But also the instructor, that is our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasoola. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also sent our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a dhikr, as an instruction, or the instructor, to show us the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down this kitab, and we can see in this Quran that had we not had our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the deficiency of our minds, we would have never been able to understand this Quran. The Quran is perfect, but the issue is that our minds have a deficiency, our mind has its limitations, and we would have not been able to comprehend this. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to us this kitab, the Quran Sharif, the rules and the laws and the ayats and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did he do it? Yatlu alaykum ayatillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited upon you the ayat, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He expounded it to you, he explained it to you, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't only do this verbally, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it practically and verbally. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared the jamaat of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, who then passed all this to us. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the particular purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maqsad, the objective of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming down. These ayat, mubayyinat, that they are very clear ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered these ayat to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you, remove those who have brought iman, those who have practiced righteously, مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, from darknesses, the darknesses of kufr, the darknesses of shirk, the darknesses of sin and of transgression, and from all the darknesses of this world, إِلَى النُّورِ, to the noor of hidayat, to the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the noor of Islam. And like this here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that if there was no Quran, there was no Nabi, all of us would have been sunk in the darknesses of kufr and shirk and ignorance and transgression, etc. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, and that person practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah, يُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into gardens, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ under which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will remain in these gardens forever and ever. قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا And how excellent has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared their rizq, their sustenance. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much of beautiful rizq and sustenance by the different things that Allah has given us. Can we imagine what would be there in store for a person whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants Jannah? Allahu alladhi خلق سبع سماوات من سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the seven skies, one above the other, and a distance between them. And then Allah says, ومن الأرض مثلهن. And from the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created similar. All the ulama have stated similar in number that there are seven earths. How these seven earths are, whether they are in layers under the ground that we see, under the earth that we see, or whether it is referring to the other planets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His command between them from the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the command onto the earth. In the time of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, in the time of our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would have been understood that that command were the rules of the Shariat. But then the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come in another form. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command insofar as the universe is concerned, how it will rotate and all the different issues with regards to the planets, with regards to the phenomena of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is under the commandment of Allah. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ So that you, O insan, you would know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا And that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed everything. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Nothing has escaped the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.